Hey, I want to help out Daniel from the Bleeding Deacons real fast. Daniel, of course, always gives us all those good song parodies that he does. You know, like, you know, Robin, the stuff about you, Double D.
Well, yeah, I don't want to thank him.
When I think of Robin's big brown toes, I get a swelling in my jeans. I want to squeeze my cock between a Double D's. Double D's, Double D's. Robin's sweet Double D's. I want to shoot a load on Robin's Double D's.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Hey, Daniel, how you doing?
Great, man.
And let me remind people of, Daniel even took that ridiculous song by Mark Harris, My Gay Papa.
Yes.
And tried to make it cool. Remember, that was the assignment?
Oh, yeah.
And he did such a good job with that.
I'm a gay papa, behaving so luxurious, watching my kids. I'm generous as well. I'm a gay papa.
He's a gay.
I'm funny and enjoyable.
Enjoyable.
Sometimes I'm down.
Don't be down.
My children never know.
Those little bastards never know.
Did a good job with that. And Daniel's done so many good songs. So Daniel's involved in some sort of contest. He entered a contest to open up for Motley Crue on tour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and, it's an online contest, and the first phase of it is just online votes, and then you do like this battle of the band thing, and it's something that Motley Crue and Guitar Center put together.
Yeah.
And, I'm thinking with a little help from my friends, we can probably get in that bitch.
Is it a voting thing?
Well, it's voting at first, then you got to go and play for Motley Crue, and then these other judges, a panel, you know. This.
So if you get enough votes, you get the audition.
Right.
So
yeah.
Yeah.
If we get the audition, we can win.
When you go to the audition, will you play this?
We got to see Robin naked. Her job's completely naked. We got to see Robin naked on all fours.
You do that, I guarantee you'll get the gig.
Yeah, that's a question, though. I remember one time these guys opened for Artie, and they got a little bit overenthusiastic and played too long.
Yeah, but it's different. I mean, you know, if that was a comedy show, like, these guys are perfect to open up for Motley Crue.
Yeah, yeah, you think they'll be fine?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, so
that would be a huge break for them, you know. Daniel, that would be the biggest thing that ever happened to you, right?
Shit, hell yeah.
Daniel, so you're opening up for Motley Crue, and then who is Motley Crue opening for?
Who are you? How long you been in the business?
I've been playing since I'm a kid, so I don't know, 15 years.
How old are you?
I'm like a little over 30.
Yeah, it's time.
It's almost time.
If they don't get this break, that's it. I think it's the end of the line for the Bleeding Deacons.
You're not going to be able to justify this much longer.
Yeah, at some point there's going to have to be a real job involved.
So if you win this contest, will you stop writing songs about me?
No.
No.
He's a little over 30. I met Daniel. He's a little over 30, about 12 years.
Daniel, really, is Artie right? Are you closer to 40?
I'm a decade behind whatever Benji is.
So
you're sticking to that.
What do I have to do in order to help you out? Well, tell me exactly what I need to do.
People, if they can just go to bleedingdeacons.com. There's a big picture on the front page there. It says, you know, there's a picture there with Motley Crue and us. You know, it says vote here. You just click that picture, and it takes you to the page where you can vote, and you can check out our last video we did live at the Whiskey. Blue Iris is introducing us. It's pretty funny.
All right.
And, so if people can go on there.
All right, so it takes a second. We go on there, and we click on, and then we're helping you.
Yeah, it's really, right. You do. I mean, there's one, the one bummer of it is you have to register, but if you just put in your Yahoo, whatever email, you're not going to get spammed.
Right.
And it's pretty fast regardless. And, yeah, and that would really help out the Bleeding Deacons, that's for sure.
All right, real good. All right, so we'll go try and help you out, okay, Daniel?
Thanks, brother.
All right, later.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, there he goes, Bleeding Deacons.
You want it! She's got it! She's got it for the rock and roll!
There they are,
you
the Bleeding Deacons.
It.
I think that's, I think that's,
original.
I think that's an original.
For the rock and roll.
They're trying to make it.
She sweats!
You know, they're out there. They're doing their thing. They're trying.
Working hard.
And they're good guys. They're always volunteering their time with us, so how can we not help them out?
They're real good.
And vote often.
They're real good musicians. It's just, they're one of those things, like, trying to make it in the world today of music is so weird.
Right. He says his favorite song that they've done for us so far is 143, the one that he wrote about Sal and his wife. That is a great song. I don't know if I have that. Hey, Sal, how come you didn't put up 143? Emotional friend.
Somehow he forgets that one.
That's when Sal's wife had on her pager 143, I love you. She was getting a message from some guy. He'd write, he'd sign it 143. You know about that, George? 143?
No, I didn't.
You don't sign off to Brad that way?
I love you. I is one word, love is four, and you is three.
143.
And then if you're, like, you know, having an emotional affair with somebody, you write 143.
It's a little text kind of thing. Yeah. 143.
A kind of a secret thing.
Yeah. Yes, Gary.
Gary, page two in red.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Yeah.
That is brutal.
And to the point.
When you're fucking...
You want to drop a load.
We know now she did not fuck him.
I see. The Bleeding Deacons will be performing at an upcoming Killers of Comedy show, so they're starting to work their way into that world, too.
Yes.
So they'll be killing some more comedy.
That's why they're the Killers of Comedy.
Yeah, comedy's pretty much dead.
Right.
By the way, Howard, I think I have talked myself into being in Levy's corner for the Bonaduce.
Oh, stop it. What are you talking about? Well-